Walking is when your best ideas come to life. The Wisdom Walks podcast and community is an inspired network of over 35,000 dedicated to exploring creative solutions to life's biggest challenges and opportunities. Enjoy listening to our podcast interviews coupled with wisdom from experts and leaders from all walks of life. In-person Wisdom Walks will be scheduled throughout the year. Receive actionable tips to become the leader you were meant to be. Enjoy ideas to be healthier, happier, and more successful. Learn from supportive guests that share wise and highly personal stories of transformation. We'll provide you with prompts and suggested songs to couple with your walks. I'm your host, Lee Mitchell, a community builder and brand strategist. Follow and listen to the Wisdom Walks podcast on your favorite social media platforms with hashtag Wisdom Walks Podcast. It's now time to speed up. So today on Wisdom Walks, I thought I would take it back to where it all once started with my husband, Rob, because back in the day, Rob and I discovered the beauty of walking and the distinct benefits of walking and just using it as an opportunity for connection. So Rob, tell me, what have you gotten out of our walks? What are some of the benefits that you feel like you've gotten from our walks together?
It's a nice time to, you know, just slow down a bit and just kind of keep moving, feel like you're moving without overstressing your body. And yeah, just kind of take in the nice scenery because we always go on nature-y walks. And now we get to bring the dog with us, so we've got another companion, and she doesn't talk so much, although she does make a little bit of noise.
Well, yeah, sometimes I feel like we all take turns whining. Sometimes it's you whining about something that you're not happy with.
I don't whine on the nature walks.
Well, sometimes we've had walks where we've walked ahead of each other, because
so instead of wisdom walks, maybe it should be whiny walks.
Whiny walks.
I like when we bring wine on the walks.
We've never brought wine on a walk.
Well, we have when we go to the cherry blossoms.
Not wine, beer. Oh. But yeah, but that would be funny. Whiny walks.
One year we brought some sparkling wine.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, describe to.
I like the water parts. Like yeah. When you come along the creek, and like right now we're at a nice spot where the water's going over the rocks, so it's kind of babbling. And you know, there's like not that much going on. I'm the odd student down having lunch here, so they don't seem to be bothering anybody. The dog gets to explore a little bit. She's wandering up above us.
Yeah.
And we get to have nice talks. Gives us a chance to slow our brain down enough to talk about something.
Exactly, like no distractions. I think that's the biggest thing about being married or any relationship. They're fun distractions. But what I mean more is just the distractions at home, daily life, you know, being distracted by the kids, the dog, work, TV,
sports,
big one. So, yeah, it's just a good opportunity for us to work out anything that we need to figure out, which I think has
been... Or not. Sometimes it's a good opportunity to just walk it all off.
That's a good point. Yeah. And sometimes we're in alignment, sometimes we're not. But, yeah, the one thing we just keep doing is walking, and we figure it out as we go. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, should we start walking again?
Yep.
All right. Let's keep moving. Okay.
Come on, Carmy.
All right, Carmy. Oh, I gotta get down off this ledge. All right. And sometimes you're out on walks by yourself. What do you find that you get from, in terms of benefits from going on walks by yourself?
Yeah, or just me and the dog?
Yeah, you and the dog, or just you.
Yeah, it's nice. It's, again, same benefits. I get to sort of slow down a bit. I like when I can be more deliberate with my steps.
Yeah.
I take the extra time when I always have to be in a rush. And, I'd like to be with my thoughts. Let them marinate around a bit. I've come up with some good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Some good plans.
Mm-hmm.
And, I take in my own scope of reference when I see, things out in the natures, like rock formations and trees. It's fun to see the wildlife when they show up once in a while because, animals.
Yeah.
And this is a nice spot up here. This is where you really get the fast-moving water, and it's kind of peaceful to just let fast-moving water keep moving by you.
Because,
that water's going to keep moving no matter what. And when we're here, when we're not here, when we're troubled, and when we're, just figuring out something new, or if we're pleased with ourselves or satisfied, or not here at all, that water keeps moving. It's going to keep going. So it's nice to be reminded that, things keep moving around you, even if you are, not feeling the same vibe. Can restore you to that.
That's true. And we all have a biological need to be by water. It's comes
so?
From our, yeah, it's our cavemen.
It's now time to speed up.
Days, it makes us feel at peace because it's like one of those instinctive needs that we have, right?
Yeah.
Which is really important.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Water's pretty good. It's been good to us. Water's been very, very good to me. I don't know how good I've been to it.
Yeah.
But I don't try to be bad to water, so I think I'm probably in water's good books.
Well, that's good to hear. So looking across on the other side of the creek takes me back to last week when I got trapped by the water trying to get out of an area where there was a very large coyote that was, I guess, as you said, tracking me and trying to get me out of its... Yeah, no, you said that it was escorting me out of its area.
Yeah, it was escorting me away. So you didn't kill his puppies.
Right.
You didn't kill Mama Coyote's puppies.
Yeah.
You didn't feed them to your dog.
And it's interesting because I definitely was in my caveman brain. I don't even really remember... Like
real caveman,
realizing like I needed to, what I realized is I needed to make a bunch of noise and I was trying to make myself big when indeed I felt small and scared. And it just made me realize how important it is to trust our instincts, and to not freeze. In that situation, my instincts just started to come into play, and I just figured out what I needed to do, got out of the scary part, and flagged down a guy who was walking his dog and just said, as I was...
You're not selling these wisdom ones. It's like wild dog attacks and flagging down strangers.
Well, to be fair...
What happened to the inner peace? Why didn't you come to peace?
Well, because walking has its, it could have its scary moments, but it's how we keep going that matter. So, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of symbolism, talking about instincts. And
were you on any peyote when this coyote encounter occurred?
No.
Is it a deer coyote? Okay.
That's definitely not my bag.
Carlos Castaneda reading.
Yeah, luckily.
On lawn.
Yeah.
A little peyote for that. Tends to bring the coyotes closer to you.
Alright,
I get it. This is coyote habitat.
So yeah, we have to respect nature, but also appreciate that nature can be volatile, right?
Yeah.
And nature doesn't want to mess with you, but if you get in nature's way, nature's going to mess you up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Looks like these guys are doing like an interview.
Oh, look at that.
They've got their own wisdom.
Yeah, they have their own little wisdom
chat,
session.
Maybe.
Yeah. Ooh, creekside chat.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. I think what I would love to see take off is like outdoor working sessions, right? Where you meet up with other people and,
yeah,
you know, can
yeah,
do
well,
something.
You can on a beautiful day like this in May where it's 21 degrees or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No humidity.
Yeah.
Like, how... Those days don't come enough.
Yeah.
It goes to like all of a sudden, you're sweltering, it's 35.
Yeah, you, I definitely.
I don't want to be outside dripping and working and
yeah,
wiping my forehead.
So, no co working outdoors is in your near future.
Shady picnic table office.
Picnic table office, yeah. Under some shade.
Yeah, under. A shady willow tree. There you go. There's
yeah.
An idyllic thing for you to look up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, what wisdom are you coming to today?
Oh, yeah. So, what's a walking prompt that we want to focus on? I, you know, one thing I'd really admire about you, after all these years of being married to you, is you have patience for a lot of things. Probably more patience than I do for the most part. You kind of like you seem like you have a good comfort level of like being in a little bit of being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And just being okay with that. Like, yeah, I'm going to be a little uncomfortable right now, but I'm going to wait it out for the right thing to feel like it's the direction you want to take, and if you have to see that through, you'll do that.
Mm.
I, on the other hand, have never been one for patience, and I've learned a lot from you about that. So I think right now I'm willing the walking gods to bless me with patience.
Okay.
What about yourself?
Well, maybe I seem to have more patience or be uncomfortable or comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just a fuzzy stop limits on what comfort actually is and how much I need to adhere to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
realize that there's a blurry edge to the comfort zone, and you know it's okay to go through that. And when you want to really go outside of your comfort zone, you know it's best to come in a bit more prepared than just a wandering guy in the woods. But probably there's a fuzzy margin around the comfort zone,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah,
and maybe I'm just more okay with that. I don't know, maybe I just need to take a walk.
Take a walk to the wild side.
No, just take a walk in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's true.
Not so wild in the woods, unless you're dodging coyotes.
Yeah. Which...
You guys are just skipping rocks.
Oh, yeah, we've got some
rock skippers
here up ahead, which is quite nice. So we're going to walk on by them here, wish them well, and carry on. I also like how you encourage me to write down my ideas and just
That's due to the bad memory that I have. So I find those little notes to myself helpful.
Yes.
So I just told you the only thing I know, which is...
Yeah.
It's helpful. Your memory is shot up.
Yeah, or just to bring more clarity when you really start to think through a business idea or a problem.
Yeah,
or...
that's right. You can sort of visualize it because you've written it.
Yeah.
It exists on paper, so you got to do something with it.
Yes. It turns it into... Yes, prioritize it.
Relate it to something else on your paper.
Yes.
Whew. Coming around the bend here.
Yeah. Where's your walking stick to keep those coyotes away?
I don't need them. I got attitude.
You got attitude.
I got anti-coyote attitude.
Oh, looks like Carmela might want to take a little bathroom break. Oh. It seems... That might be the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's a good chat.
I think so, too. Okay. I just want to say thank you for encouraging me to pursue wisdom walks. And thank you for recording a session with me.
Yeah, WW.
You're a good husband.
Thank you.
All right.
You're a good
Over and
walker.
Out. May you have wisdom on your walks.
Oh, he's taking a crunch.